Welcome to the Traffic Masters Show. Each week, Traffic Masters explores the lifeblood of your business, generating traffic, turning visitors into leads, and conversion strategies. Mastering traffic and conversion allows you to grow a business you love and live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome everyone to another episode of Traffic Masters here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the co-founder of Divizio, the all-new affiliate network for people in all niches. And we have got a fantastic show lined up for you guys today. We have my co-host, Jack Comfrey, my co-founder in Divizio and the Associate Dean of Directions University. Jack, I'm trying to get through to get you unmuted, but bear with me. For some reason, Blog Talk is being really slow. If you're logged in and can unmute yourself, I'll get you there faster. If not, you got to give me 2 more seconds. I got 1 more screen to get through. We've got a great show lined up for you guys today. And as soon as I can get to Jack, he'll tell you all about our guests. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Almost there, Jack. Don't you just love it when we have technical issues? There you go, Jack.
Hello.
Hello. I finally got you unmuted.
That was okay. That was perfect, actually, because I was running to get here myself with my own technological problem. All right. Well, today we have.
I will do the honors of telling everybody about our wonderful guest today.
My pleasure. Today we have, I'm going to try to pronounce this correctly, Andrika Austin. Did I get that right?
Andrika.
Am I even? Andrika, I'm sorry. In some parts of the world, the way I pronounced that was actually correct, though, I'm sure. Andrika is the socialpreneista. Now, I did have to look at that twice to be able to say it properly, but socialpreneista, you are not making this easy. Went from the loss of a job and homelessness to building a globally impactful coaching enterprise in less than 2 years. She started her business because she believes in being an empowered business leader and because she wanted to see women entrepreneurs succeed in the businesses they work so hard to start, sustain, and scale. And, of course, because she knows how it is to spend years spinning your wheels and all it takes to officially start a business and get things up and running, which was her story just a few short over 10 years ago. So, Andrika, welcome to the show. Welcome to Traffic Masters.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you guys for having me and for allowing me to share the platform with you. I'm really, really excited.
Absolutely. Well, we'll start you off like I start everybody every week. I want to know, what was the fire in your belly this morning that got you out of bed, ready to go and greet the day? What are you most excited about?
Well, it actually started early this morning, or shall I say late last night, when I couldn't sleep because I was excited about being on your show. And then shortly after this show, I'm literally going right into a live blab on a new topic. So just because I had to make sure my planning was in order and my timing was right today, I was super excited to not really sleep, but to hop out of bed this morning and get the day started to make sure everything ran smoothly, because I do what I love and I love what I do.
Awesome. I love it when people love what they do. That is a very common theme here at Traffic Masters with all of our guests. That's why we like you guys.
Yeah.
So just for the benefit of everyone here, tell us a little bit more about yourself and what you're working on now. What's the primary focus of your business, or anything else you'd like to share as an introduction?
Sure. Well, I'm currently working on making it easier for people to say the socialpreneista, which I saw you said you had to look at it twice. So with that, I have pushed my website domain name to thebossof.me. That's thebossof.me. And that's named after my business coaching program. So my brand is the Socialpreneista, and I'm a business coach for women small business owners, where I specialize in what I call vision elevation, and that's helping you see beyond where you are And, of course, getting you one step closer on your journey to success by using what you know and leveraging your expertise to ultimately increase your impact, influence, and income. And I specifically focus on businesses seeking to start, sustain, and scale their success via what I call CFAR. That's clarity, focus, accountability, and results. I help them to see farther than they are right now. And I do that by offering encouragement, empowerment, education, engagement, all of that for entrepreneurs via a community of connections and conversations. So I like to help business owners boost their business bottom line by, I say, building a bigger, better business brand, optimizing those outreach opportunities, and, of course, making more money in their business. And if you notice, that spells out the word B-O-M, bomb. Be the bomb in your business.
Man, I love acronyms, and you just gave us about 10 new ones to play with. Awesome. Well, I was, I'm always surprised at how much people need help in these areas, right? Shouldn't you just be able to have a dream and then launch a business and it be successful? Why do we need so much help, do you think? And I'm being a little facetious, not for real, but isn't that wild? I mean, there's a whole industry to help people support their dreams and make them come true on a business level where it can be quite confusing and, as you know, very dicey, you know, all the landmines, all the different problems that come up for people. What's it like for you to work in that world?
Well, I meet a lot of dreamers. I meet a lot of people who are someday planning to someday, almost planning to get ready to someday do something. And that's dreaming. And it's easy to dream. It's easy to get motivated to continue to dream and follow your dreams and, you know, love your dreams. But it's hard. The hard part is actually putting those dreams into action. And so I focus on coaching one-on-one and, of course, helping women and men be the bomb or the boss of me, like your boss, showing up for yourself by getting that out of your head, actually putting that dream onto paper, and then putting it into action. And so that's what I run into a lot. I don't necessarily work with a lot of dreamers unless they're sure they're on that last leg of that dream and they're ready to implement what they say that they want to do. Because like you said, it's easy to dream, and that's what we're encouraged to do, but that's not helping anyone. So I like to keep people motivated to go ahead and, like I said, get it out of your head, get it onto paper, get it into action, and then think about the people who need what you're dreaming about. Think about how that impacts them. If you're still dreaming and you're not doing, then there are literally thousands to millions of people who are not doing either. So you're impacting someone else's life because you're still dreaming. So I like to get you unstuck and get you moving beyond that moment.
Awesome. You know, one of the things that is our favorite subject, probably right at the top two in the list of things that are mine and Gina's favorite subjects, is leverage. And one of the things, you know, we could get, and I try to avoid it at all costs, we could get down and dirty with all the different things that you could possibly do to attract attention for your business, from social media, content marketing, all that kind of stuff. And I think a lot of people who are new to Traffic Masters would fairly expect that's probably what we talk about if they had to assume. A show called Traffic Masters would probably be talking about all those things. But we kind of got tired of that after a while because, well, number one, you can't keep up. And I could do a show on Blab today and ask you all about what you're doing on a particular platform, and we could be considered old hat by a huge bunch of people who are on to the next thing. So it's really not that fun after a while to talk about all those very specific things. And the other thing is there's so many ways that people can get attention. And for every way that's worked for someone, that's the one they swear by. They say, oh, no, you have to do this because that's what worked for me. You should look at this. You know, I really like this Facebook or Periscope or YouTube or whatever it might be, because that, you know, that's why they succeeded. That's the thing that really got them their attention. They found their muse in their marketing. But, you know, there's a lot of things that people can be doing. How do you get people to understand more on a 3,000-foot level what they ought to be doing and seeking out that attention that their business needs?
Well, as we mentioned, we're going from the dream phase to getting out of your head on the paper and into action. And when you get something into action, you also have to have a strategy for how you're going to keep that momentum going. And so I remember when I was first introduced to Facebook, and I was at a conference, and I was actually working with an event planner, and she was saying how when you start this Facebook group, this page, well, we didn't have groups yet then. It was about 2009. But she said when you start your Facebook page, your personal page, start with a theme. If you have a business, stick with that business theme. What is the theme of your business? So for me at the time, it was encouragement, empowerment, and entertainment. And anything in those three arenas, I would have to stick with that. Well, now it's, of course, education, empowerment, and engagement, and that encouragement for entrepreneurs. So everything I post, no matter where I am online, sticks within that theme. So because I'm going in with, number one, knowing my business, having it written out, now I have a strategy, now I have a theme to stick with. So any platform that I'm on, I stick with that theme. And let me show you how deep it goes. I recently began using another acronym that I call UPLIFT. So everything I do still ties in with that encouragement, empowerment, engagement, and education for entrepreneurs. But I use UPLIFT. I use these, and these are social media platforms. The U is for, I say, YouTube. The P is for Periscope. The L is for LinkedIn, the I is for Instagram, and the T is for Twitter. So that's UPLIFT. And that keeps in mind that theme of that encouragement. So I'm uplifting everywhere I go on all of those channels, but everywhere you find me, my message is distinct. It's the same thing, encouragement, empowerment, education, entertainment for entrepreneurs. So I'm all things at or / social pranista on all of those platforms, so my name stays consistent, my message stays consistent, and I don't get lost with trying to keep up with what's what. So while you may can only post 140 characters on Twitter and pictures do better on Instagram, it's still within that theme. So I believe that's the starting point of knowing what your business is, having that strategy written out, come up with your own theme and stick with it, and that way it doesn't become overwhelming, but it's consistent, and wherever you show up, people see the same thing, and they know it's you, and it's working for you and your business, and you're seeing growth as a result.
Okay, but I have to clear something up, because you just said, basically, you're on all the majors, and then you said close to the same sentence so that it's not overwhelming, and those two things don't seem to go together, not in what I hear people saying all the time. It's like, I got to be here and I got to be there. So obviously you're a systems person. I got that. I get that. So you've got a system. Tell us a little bit more about how you can do the uplift thing and overwhelmment doesn't come into the picture.
Well, so it's not overwhelming because I do have a system, and that's what I mean, you know, starting out with a strategy. So we've gone from dream, we've got it on our paper, we now are working on our strategy. It's not overwhelming to me, number one, because I started out with one. Like I mentioned, I was first introduced to Facebook, and then I saw how Facebook and Twitter could be linked in together, and then I saw how it could be integrated into my website, and there are also other applications like Hootsuite, and there was something called TweetDeck at the time, and Social Oomph, and so it tied all of them in together. But I literally sit on my app, and I will copy and paste the same message but in a different format, but with that same theme, so that it matches on all channels. So it's not that I came out of the gate on all of them. It's that I took my time, I conquered one, I integrated into the other, and now they're all linked together, but it still sticks with that initial plan. So I noticed that a lot of entrepreneurs are overwhelmed because they don't have a plan. And what's that quote that if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So if you come out of the gate saying, I need to be here, I need to be here, I need to be here, you're going to get overwhelmed. You're going to shut down. But if you start out with mapping out where you want to be, it's not overwhelming. And it's actually peaceful for me to know that I posted on 7 different platforms in one day with the same message, and my tribe shows up because they know it's me on all platforms. And you're just clicking an app on your phone and clicking copy and paste and posting a picture and moving on with your day. So you're not sitting there scratching your head. But, again, it goes back to you're not dreaming about it. You're actually doing the work that you say you want to do, and you've sat and you've typed out or written out exactly how you're going to get there. And so as a business coach, this is where I come in to help people plan what their next step is on their journey to success.
Awesome. I can tell that you've been touched by dreamers, as have I. I can just tell because that's a common reference, but it is a distinction, a very big distinction for those of us who consult with people. You know, there's an awful lot of people who just don't seem to get it. And you get really good, don't you, at being able to tell really early on whether you've got your hands on a dreamer or a doer?
You do. Coming out the gate, just how that conversation starts. And it's always, you know, one day I want to, and then I'm like, okay, this is a dreamer.
Yeah, it starts out with once upon a time.
Right. And then you have the people who they've heard me speak on different platforms, they've seen me live at workshops, we've met each other online and offline, and they say, hey, ever since I heard you speak or ever since I read one of your books, I've gone to your website, I've studied what you do. One lady recently called and she said, I am your ideal client. What do I need to do to work with you? Those are the type of people I love showing up for, and I love when they show up because that means that they've done enough research on their product and their service, and now they're looking for a person who can help take them to the next level, and they believe in themselves enough to go out and find someone like me, look at my website and what I do and don't do, and now they're ready to be present for the world and show up and shine in their business and what they love.
Awesome. What's your favorite story to tell when you're on stage, when you're making presentations, when you're helping groups of people so that they – you know, the thing that you tell people to kind of ground them in who you are, what you like to do, results that you've had from working with people in the past, anything like that?
Sure. So I like to tell a recent story of a lady named Dawn. And Dawn and I met in my small hometown of Douglasville, Georgia, about 30 miles outside of Atlanta. And we didn't know each other until we both were members of a co-work space here in Atlanta, meaning we had to leave our little country hometown, venture out into the city of Atlanta, and here we are now in the same space. Well, we worked together in that space, and we both progressed with our businesses. She was a graphic designer at the time, and as time went on, my business evolved, and I went from working with girls and moms teaching relationship skill building in workshops to now coaching women business owners using that same model. So a few years go by, the co-work space closes down. We're back in my hometown of Douglasville, Georgia, and she and I had kept touch over time. I would just call and check on her to see how she was doing, and the last time I called her, she was in tears. And I said, okay, you know, I'm calling just to check in and see what's wrong and what's going on. I haven't heard from you in a while. How's business? We hadn't seen each other since the co-work space closed down. And she was telling me that she was an adjunct professor at one of the community colleges here in Atlanta. They were downsizing, so it was affecting her 9-to-5 job, and it scared her with her graphic design job because now she would have to strictly rely on the income from being a graphic designer. It just so happens at the time I was planning on doing a 6-week course live in Douglasville in partnership with Belk in their training center in our mall out here. And I was letting her know, you know, this is what I have going on. This is how my business has shifted since the last time you see me. And this is how I think it could potentially help you if you're open to it. Now, I didn't call you for that. I called you to check on you. But since we're in that area, let's talk about what you want your next steps to be. And so we literally met up that day. She was still in tears. But by the time we left, she was hugging me and thanking me for being available to help her reach that next step. And so what that says is, number one, we're going to go through those moments of we don't know what to do, the world is shutting down on us, it's a lot of stress to just depend on one income or one income stream, if you will, and then we kind of go into panic mode when it doesn't look like we know what we're going to do, what are our next steps. But once you open up your mind and say yes to having those resources to take you to that next level, things start to fall into place. And so once she said yes, I showed up. We partnered, she joined my class, and now she went from thinking she didn't know enough to she also switched her business model, and she's now focusing on design thinking. She has her master's degree, and I taught her or walked her through and helped her go through everything she didn't think she know to putting that down on paper, and now she actually has a training curriculum that she travels around the world teaching from. So she went from what am I going to do to this is what I do. And so she has a published training curriculum that is a part of the STEM program, which is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And she works with universities and K-12 students throughout the city, throughout the world, teaching from a curriculum that she didn't even know was within her grasp. So that's one of the success stories I like to share, just one of them, about what saying yes and opening yourself up to coaching and training and having people help support you, that's what something like that can do for you.
We have so many coaches, authors, consultants on the show, listening to the show. Many people listening have varying degrees of success under their belt with what they're trying to do. And I wonder if you could just tell us what that, because I think it would be very instructive for people to see what the other side as much as possible, because they're not there yet, feels like, to give them a little bit of a boost. Can you describe the feeling you get when a story like that evolves, comes to its climax, and ends the way that you... What does that feel like to you personally?
Well, actually, the story doesn't end. That's the beauty of it. It continues every time the aunt sends me a text, she sends me an email, she calls me, and she says, AJ, because of you, this happened. AJ, because of you, this opportunity came my way. Because of you, I was ready to embrace what was next. And she calls quite often. She just made her typical New Year's call where she says, hey, I'm traveling to Las Vegas for a couple weeks, but I'm going to stay in touch. I'm following everything you do. Let me know if I can still be a part of it. Let me know when I can show up for you. We have actually done radio interviews together where she came on the line as a testimonial to say, this is what coaching with AJ, the socialpreneur, has done for me and for my business. That sparked another flame in me to say, okay, I need to find another Dawn. I'm ready for the next Dawn. Let's help get her to her next level. And in the meantime, we have the real Dawn going around and referring other people to say, you need to work with AJ. You need to know about the socialpreneur. You need to know about our programs. And anything that I do within Atlanta or online, she's a virtual part of it. She shows up. She sends people. And as a result, we do now have other people whose success story looks like hers. So that's my driving force every day. That's why I can say with passion, I do what I love. I love what I do. And what I do is show up for people who are now ready to show up for others. And it's just like a trickle effect. So it feels amazing every day.
Hmm. And I don't suppose you became a millionaire overnight just by working with that one person, right? It wasn't like, it wasn't a big financial thing that you knew you were doing. Or rather, was it, I need to help somebody and I need to show the world what I can do. In finding a star in the rough, someone who needs some help, and if I just got a Dawn, everything else would be great. Or am I putting words in your mouth?
Well, no, like you read in my bio, you know, I'm an overnight success. It took 10 years in the making. So that's how long it took to get to that level of income and impact and that influence, to be that influential, to say, I just want to show up and help the next woman go to her next level because I know what it's like starting out, needing a support system, needing to brainstorm and bounce ideas off of someone, or like Dawn, just needing someone to sit and listen and watch me cry, help me dry my tears and figure out my next step. And so I didn't start out with, oh, I'm going to be a millionaire. Oh, you know, I want a huge company. I remember sitting in my business class, the first one I took that got me started, and asking, is it okay to stay small? And they looked, because they didn't expect anyone to come in with a business idea but not expect to grow it to a $1 billion empire. But I knew that I didn't want to start a business and get overwhelmed and shut down and be the next failure. I knew to come in, as you say, systematically, strategically. I am that method type person, step by step. How do I grow my business? As a result, it'll grow. As a result, the income comes in. But if I start out with a system, knowing who I want to help, knowing who I want to work with, knowing how I want to show up, it makes that process easier. So then when you look back and you look at your numbers each year and you see them double and triple, you know that you're making that type of impact and that type of income that just would show up as a result. And you're not making money your main focus, but you're focusing on influencing and impacting other people and helping them to grow. And then in the end, like I said, it shows up in your numbers and in your results.
Nice. Do you think that has a big impact? Going back to what you said about being the only person in the class asking if it was okay to stay small, do you think their reaction is typical of a wider, broader common reaction, and it's that pressure that, you know, we all have felt? It's like, when's your company going to be this? Either you're asking yourself that, or other people are going, you're getting ready to, that's a big industry. You could probably, you know, go really, really huge and stuff. Does that, you think, have any effect on the psyche of the person who just wants to be successful, just plain successful with a regular capital S without all caps, and have a great life and a balance in their life? It seems like it must.
I think it is the traditional response of people to kind of look at you kind of sideways, head turn, like, well, why don't you want to be this big? Why don't you? But what I found as well, the program that I went through, it's a franchise-type program, and so it's taught all over, using the same book but just at different locations, and the information is implemented differently. But I recently was invited back as a success story because I'm a graduate of the program, and I now get to see 10 years later, what I looked like sitting in that class, getting all that information, putting all this information down on paper, trying to make it make sense, trying to grow a global enterprise, but I hadn't yet made my first dollar, full of ideas, still dreaming, still getting things out of my head. And I get the response back now as to, this is a lot. I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what to do. I got the information I need, but where do I start? So even though the response to me asking, is it okay to stay small, was typical, it also hurts to know that all of this information is thrown out there and you still, after this class, had to guess what your next steps are. And so now to see someone like me who can come in and say, let me show you what your next step should be based on where you want to go, not where a book of information is telling you you should go. So I knew even 10 years ago to keep it simple, to grow in increments. And now that's what I help people do. So while I may have gotten a weird response on my answer, I knew not to come in and get overwhelmed and, like I said, shut down and be the next failure. But because I took my time, I grew, I pivoted 4 times, I've owned 4 different businesses and changed my mind a couple times throughout the process, I know what it's like to be overwhelmed, to have too much information. And so that's where I come in, and I like to call myself the business best girlfriend. I sit with these people who have too much information, who thought that they would start out and grow this big company, but they don't know what their first step is, and we make it make sense. And eventually you'll end up to where you want to be, but it's one thing to just be full of information, and it's one thing to know how to start implementing that information one step at a time. So to answer your question, I was perfectly fine with the response that I got, that typical, you don't want to be an instant millionaire response, to now knowing what it takes to start that journey and being able to point someone else in the right direction on their own journey as well.
Yeah, I love that, because it's like walking into a library, and you would never walk into a library and get really, really anxious unless you had some kind of a rare, I don't know, OCD or something, and try to read every book or feel like you needed to read every book on the shelf. You go to a library for a book that you want. You knew before you went to the library, usually, and of course, this is a really, really old analogy. I'm going to have to get a better one because people don't go to libraries anymore, but... You know, you don't. I think a lot of people, like even the program that you were in, and any typical business training shows you how to build things from the ground up. Because we all, you know, confuse the American dream kind of thing with things that must happen in a linear fashion in an order. And that's why I brought up leverage earlier, and I would love to hear your thoughts on it. Is that, you know, it's okay to have all that information, but you got to know what to do with the information that you need out of all of that information and how to put it into action. And also, pulling yourself up from the bootstraps doesn't mean that you start your social accounts and your business is there and everything that you said earlier was all set up the way that you said to that you set yours up, which I agree with. And then you just start getting new fans on Facebook one at a time, at a time, at a time. And that's the way a lot of the business training and social media and everything else is built. It's like, and by, you know, month 6, you'll have 250 followers. And by month, and you're supposed to be excited about this and the work involved, because it's just you against the world instead of a leveraged position, and you going talking to the Oprah in your niche and just getting in front of 500,000 followers right now. You know, like you could do that tomorrow if you had something to say. So I always encourage people, what's the thing you need to say? What's the thing you want to say? Your message can get you places where everybody else can linearly and by the, you know, sweat of their own brow, work up one by one by one, one client at a time, one new follower at a time, you know, a little bit of attention at a time. Or you can use leverage and go after and knock off a lot of the stuff that was in those business books and everything, because you can get it all at once. Do you talk about, I know you do, but what are the kinds of things that you do to teach people about that kind of leverage?
Well, in the beginning, I was that knowledge nerd, is what I like to call it. I was in the library. I was reading. I was listening to different people and what they were doing on their CDs and even tape collections that you would put in and listen to people like Zig Ziglar and Susie Orman and Guy Kiyosaki and Robert Kiyosaki. I hope I'm pronouncing their names right, but Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And just getting the idea of where to start. And so I knew that while I walked in the library full of information, I needed to hone in on exactly what information I needed. So even starting with the resource desk, saying, okay, I want to start my own business. What do I need to read? And they're able to now point you into a category or an area of resources that just deal with starting a business. And so that narrows down the millions of titles to just a few hundred thousand. Well, even with that, you go deeper to say, okay, this is the type of business I want to start. So as I was niching down and finding that target and that category that I wanted to stick with within the broad area of entrepreneurship and starting your own business, I started to see a pattern. I knew that I needed this information. There would be other people who needed the information. And just like I had my business training and I had business coaches, I had four of them going through the business training course, I started to see that the information I learned would also start to help other people. So that's where the Boss of Me, my coaching program, came into fruition to say, you started with all of this knowledge, you've narrowed it down, you've seen that there's an impact to be made with just what you know out of these millions of resources available. Even, for example, Google. We can go on Google and there are billions of search answers that come up, but if you know how to narrow down exactly what you need, it makes that process easier. And you also mentioned messaging. So you go from not knowing anything and having too many resources to narrowing down what you want to focus on. And so now, like you said, if you want to show up on stages, as long as you have something to say, that's the possibility. So that's another sticking point I see of entrepreneurs. So we made it from the dreamers. We got them to put it on paper, and now they're ready to show up, but they don't know what to say when they show up. So I work with a lot of people about their messaging and getting their story right. I literally just had a Facebook chat with a young lady yesterday about her messaging. She called me with, and she said one thing when I asked her what she does. I went on her site. It said something completely different. I was able to go on her site, kind of assess what she was already saying, pull out those keywords and said, this is your message to the world. And her response was, wow, that was good. And I said, I know, because I've been doing this now for so many years, helping you show up, say what you need to say, and then when people can pick up on that message, you're now relaying how you can show up for them and help make an impact with them. But I took what she put out into the world, repackaged it, refocused it, and said, this is who you are, this is what you do, and now this is what you have to say. And so she was really impressed that I could see through everything she thought she was saying and help her pull out that message, and now she's ready to take that next step. That's no longer a sticking point. So like you mentioned, just using that message, using what you have to say, and now you have a leverage of, when I show up, I can talk about how to be the boss in your business or how to be the bomb, how to increase your impact, influence, and income. You've narrowed it down. You now know what your messaging is in a nutshell. And so if you were invited to an interview like this or invited to teach a workshop, you have that message, that topic, that title, and you just branch out from there, and now you have that product to present to the world.
Awesome. You know, it's kind of funny that people look to people like you and me when we're helping people. Maybe they have an idea coming into it that they're going to give me something from the outside of me, outside of what
yes.
I bring to this.
And yes.
It's really funny how they will turn around and praise you for showing them what they had already written, what they already had within
yes.
their body of work. And all you did was pick it out like a very experienced miner would with a vein of gold. You see just one little tiny spark in this big, big mass of nothingness or noise, because we come in, we don't know anything about it. So we haven't read all their material. We don't know all of their stuff. We're not trying to be them or be their expert. But we see this little piece of gold shining, glinting off to the side, and we're like, there it is. We'll take that, and we'll take this and this and this. And And then they turn around and thank you for it. It's like, you know, an amazing kind of job to have.
Yes, you're thanked for it, you're paid for it, you're praised for it, they refer people to you for it. And I told her, I said, I literally just went to your site and looked at your wording, and this is from your site. You put that out there. I spotted it, and I gave it to you. And so it does feel good, and I like to tell people as a coach, I'm not here to teach you anything new. You know all of your answers. I'm just here to ask the right questions and pull it out of you, and so you have that light bulb moment.
Nice. That really speaks, you know, that's probably one of the most eloquent ways of looking at the idea of getting help. A lot of people don't seek help. Not until, you know, don't a lot of people come to you and, like, almost all the wheels have fallen off the bus and, you know, something's smoking, water's dripping out of the engine. And, you know, we don't seek out help when we need it. We seek it out when we're desperate for it. Like, oh, God, here it comes. I need help big time. You have people come to you like that sometimes?
I do. There are always people who think they I say they've used all of their resources. They've done as much as they knew to do. And so now they're looking for a product, a program, or a person to help take them to that next level. And that's when they find the boss of me. That's when they find the socialpreneur. That's when I pop up in your Google searches and say, oh, I do need a business best girlfriend, and just sit and listen. And they feel like, oh, well, I've signed up for coaching programs before, and it didn't work. And I have to say, well, you've never signed up for one with me. Because my journey's different, my story's different, my approach to how I coach is different, the way I listen is different, the way I engage and interact with you and hold you accountable is different. So you are where you are because you've never met me. So now I'm glad to be a part of your journey. Let's not focus on what has not worked in the past, but let's focus on what you want to get out of this going forward, and we'll just use all of those learning experiences. Like you said, all of those wheels are now off the bus. Let's talk about how we put them back on one by one and get you rolling again.
Yeah. And as a side little interesting tidbit of information at the end of this, we'll show exactly why the things didn't work before.
Exactly.
Yeah, success is like sunlight. It shines on everything you couldn't see before, and everything is clear to you now that wasn't. And, yeah, so it's interesting. It's a really fun business to be in. And plus, isn't it interesting that you get to – maybe there's some truth to this. I'm a multivore. I like to do lots and lots of things, and I've mastered a couple, but mastered very, you know, few among all the things that I've gotten into. And doing the kind of work that you do gets you inside all kinds of different businesses that are just interesting, right? Is that some part of your character that, you know, something that keeps you going because you get to dip your toe in so many different things and you get to keep learning while you're doing the thing that you do?
Oh, yes. Starting out, like I mentioned, I worked with mothers and daughters, and my favorite part was showing up. These people would let me in their homes and spend time with them, seeing behind the scenes of how everything worked as far as their relationship and the dialogue that would take place. And so to meet the girls and to meet the moms and to get all these personalities, I loved it. And so the part that I liked the most was meeting them. The part that I liked the least was leaving them, like ending that relationship to say, okay, now you guys are good to go. You're ready for your next level. And so now working with entrepreneurs, meeting all of these people who start everything from a multi-level marketing company to a lawn care service. That was actually one of my first clients. He owned a lawn care service in my neighborhood. He was my first coaching client, and he was a teen, 16 years old, and I helped him with his business, and we were featured on the news here in Atlanta. And so from him, now I meet accountants and other coaches, health and wellness. I mean, it's just so many businesses to start now, but I love it because they still, like those mothers and daughters, open up their homes, I say, open up their lives and their businesses, letting me see their finances and what has not worked, like you mentioned, in the past, and now seeing what can work now and kind of moving forward. So for me, I get to be nosy. I get to ask questions. I get to see what has not worked, share with them what hasn't worked for me in the past, and then we build on each other's success moving forward. So I love all aspects of that. But again, that owner has to be open to letting someone come in and help them, not really keeping all of their personal information to the chest, but being open to moving to the next level and being vulnerable enough to let you come in and see what their business looks like behind the scene, or welcoming you into their home, if you will.
There are very, very few ways to ethically and legally get a look at the level of detail you're talking about in another person's business than consulting or coaching.
Right.
I mean, they when you get somebody who's ready, they open it all up. And it's like, wow, this is, to me, it's fascinating. It's like, how do you do your books? That's cool. That's maybe not so good. But, hey, that is interesting. I'm going to see if we can try that out in our business.
Exactly.
And then just like crazy stuff, crazy little things, not really huge, important, ground-shattering things all the time, just how is this person in the universe working their business? Because a lot of them aren't really all completely off the rails, right? They got a lot of good going on, or they wouldn't even be able to come and hire you, right? You know,
right.
They got some things that are really, really working. It's interesting to see that just as much as, you know, connecting the dots for them and showing them what they could be doing going forward.
Right. I actually was in the mall recently, and there's a new business that just opened up, and I kind of glanced up and noticed it. And I said, okay, they're new. They haven't been here, and this is in my hometown. And so I've been in Atlanta most of my life. I've lived several other places, but I always end up back here. And so I notice when something new comes and it's not a part of the norm. And so I stopped in and I supported their business by purchasing some things from them. But I started to get ideas as I was roaming around the store, and I asked, you know, who the owner was, and I didn't know, but I had been working with him the whole time. And as I told him just a few ideas I had about better marketing, he's looking like, who is this lady, you know? And so he liked the ideas I started to give, and as the conversation unfolded, I found out that he was the owner of another store that was further down here in Atlanta, but he had plans on opening 3 more stores in other states. And so by the time we finished talking, I realized that while he was making the type of money that he wanted to make, there were ways that were leaving holes and he could be making more. And he listened and he was open, but then when we started talking about what that money looks like, he kind of cringed, like, okay, no one's ever asked me that, especially just a stranger off the street. But it went from, I don't know if I can share this information, to, so what does your schedule look like next week? I would love for us to sit down, have lunch, I will show you my numbers, you know. So he became more open to showing what was working and what wasn't based on the conversation we had and just gaining that trust throughout that conversation. So I left him with my card, and we're now going to do some business moving forward. But just to see that you can come in and build that know, like, and trust factor in an instant and show people that it's okay. You know, there's someone out here who's better off than you, who's worse off than you, and if you don't want to see yourself not here in this business space in the next 365 days, you need to be open to change and to growth and to sharing. And I'm glad, I'm honored, I thank all of my clients for allowing me to be a part of that journey with them.
Absolutely, it's really fun. So just to switch gears here a little bit, so we can get down to some brass tacks and just get an idea of how you think, and I think the most important thing about a guest on Traffic Masters is people getting ideas of how to think differently about things. If we can at all glean anything like that and then improve what we might be doing on the ground by learning those things. So, you know, it's not to say let's go through a whole funnel system or a whole campaign or anything like that, because, of course, we don't even have time to do that. But just to get an idea of how you think about starting out with somebody from the standpoint of, I've got to do something big, I have an idea of what that big thing might be. No, let's say that they already know what it's going to be. I've got an event coming up in the first quarter of 2016, big webinar, something important, something that's going to expose my business to the world as big as it can possibly be and bring in new clients or sell more products or whatever that might be. So generally that could be, of course, any industry practically. I'll leave that up to you. But how do you start working with somebody when they've got something coming up? That it could be a book release, too, if you choose to focus on that. A book's coming out or a big webinar, a big promotion, and they want to have as big a splash in their industry as they can get, and they're only moderately connected right now. They're not super, you know, they're not at the high levels of connections. They can't go cheat off of and get joint ventures from, you know, giant people in their industry or anything. They still need to be introduced to those people. And they've got about 3 months to get all of this done. Where would you start to work with someone like that?
Well, I mentioned earlier, I specialize in vision elevation. So, of course, that's helping you see beyond where you are and helping you get one step closer on that journey to success, like where you desire to be. So you would first start with using what you know, and then we mentioned leveraging that expertise to increase your impact or influencing your income, so that has to be your bottom line goal, and then specifically focusing on where you are in the process to start, sustain, and scale that success. We're going to talk about clarity and focus and getting you accountable for what those next steps look like. And so whether you need to sit down and just get all the ideas out of your head and hear some encouragement and become empowered by things like books and other resources that are available for that next step, you're going to get that education piece, and I'm going to engage with you as an entrepreneur through my community and through different connections. If I can refer you to some people, I'm going to do that. But we're going to have a conversation that in the end, your goal is to boost your business bottom line. And I have a 3-point system, which is building a bigger business. That's the B in the bomb for Boss of Me. And then we also talk about optimizing those outreach opportunities. So using people that you already know, how can we take that to the next level? And then in the end, that M, making more money in your business. So if I really see that you're ready to be the BOM or the bomb in your business, then we start the process of, let's decide what what phase or what category your business is currently in. So a lot of people don't know what phase they're in. They don't know where they are in terms of business. But the years I spent as a business coach for small business owners has taught me that there are three main stages in business. So if you're an entrepreneur, more than likely you fit into one of those stages or categories or levels or phases. And the first is the startup phase. It's when you've been in business for 5 years or less, you're scaling for small business growth, you're in a stage where, you know, you're trying to decide. You're trying to see what you want to do, where you want to take it, what that next level looks like. So a lot of people are not clear. And so it's just designed to get you clear. So we just start out like, what are your ideas? How can we sit down and assess what your next step needs to be? So that's that first start out process. So that's that basic, you know, I'm new to this. I want to do this. I have 3 months. But one thing I don't want to do is rush through that process with you. So we would need to set out a reasonable timeline. But if you're in the startup stage, that means that you are your number one employee. You might have a volunteer or an intern that could help you move it along. But you're still trying to figure things out. You're working on learning your stuff, like learning your products and your services. So a lot of the information that you may need, you might not be ready for. So I would encourage maybe an extension of the event, because you're still learning things and you're trying to find if you fit in this industry. Is this event going to be good? Is this really a viable business or a viable event to invest more time and money into? And then get out of that guessing what could work, what might work, how I might can show up. Get out of that dream phase, that brainstorming stage where you're still full of ideas of what you want to do, but you're looking to create a process that works and that'll make the startup process or the next step process work for you. So that's phase one. So if they come in that phase, and that's kind of where we'll start.
Awesome. Well, I like that. You focused an awful lot on the groundwork. And, you know, I wasn't testing you, but if I was not being totally honest, I'd say totally that was a test. I was just testing you to see where you would start. Because a lot of people would, like, want to jump right out to, well, first we're going to do this, 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 and this. And you were very, very practical. You know, and that's what I was kind of looking for. Plus, I think now everybody knows the kind of thinker that you are, the kind of coach that you really are, which means what they should be gleaning from that is that you're really good at what you do. And you don't leave stones unturned, and you don't skip ahead and try to be a rock star and get them a quick success that's not really going to be sustainable if they don't really know the underlying foundation of it all. They're going to be right back where they started in 3 months if they don't have that, what you just described. And what you're giving people is the ability to move forward with their business and have an answer for what happens after this next thing and after the next thing and after the next thing, instead of, you know, giving them a sugar high on making the one event a success or whatever they came to you for. How much redirecting do you end up doing then when you get a new client or a prospective client who comes and says, here's what I need help with? And then 5 days later, you're telling them something that has nothing to do with what they thought they needed help with, that you actually found that they actually needed help with something completely different.
Oh, I'm honest. First phone call, I'm completely honest. I have met with people who want it. They may show up and don't have the budget that they need to work with me or to come into the Boss of Me coaching program. So they want a one-on-one consultation, and I even charge for those. So that way I know that you're super serious about your next step. And so I would listen for where they say they want to be and if they're super serious. And then I will also say, like the young lady from the chat that I had about her website and bringing out her messaging, I had to be honest with her to say, hey, this is the tip of the iceberg. Your messaging is where you're going to start, but as we work together, you're going to see other things unfold. And I've actually had clients who shifted the entire focus of their business, and they stay in their industry, but the outlook on their business shifts, their mindset shifts, and ultimately their revenue shifts, because now they're thinking on another level because they did see that it started out one way, it headed another way, and now I'm getting the hugs and the testimonials for, like, thank you for helping me see this clearly and think through this process for myself and asking these questions that got me out of my own head to see how I was coming out to the world as to what I was trying to do. So I get it a lot where it'll start out with one area and it'll uncover some other things that we'll have to address later, but we put that to the side to say, hey, remember, that's a part of the plan. We're going to circle back to that, but let's focus on why you're here today, get those results, and then let's see how we can bring everything else in line with things.
Yeah. Do you think it's odd? I'm going to go a little bit different here, but, you know, keep it a little exciting here. Give you some easier questions, but do you think it's odd that sometimes when you're thinking to yourself how much you focus on the things that you were just talking about with any client that you're working with, that you don't really get hung up on, you know, the way social networking is going or email delivery stuff or any of that? Because sometimes when I look back on these conversations, I'm like, it's really strange. There is a lot going on. There's no doubt. There's a lot to be concerned with as a business owner, where you're spending your time, how you spend it, the technology that's involved in running your business and everything. But the fact that we spent this much time on what we know to be very, very, you know, what we feel is the most important stuff, what about all the technology? What about social media, like I said, email marketing or any kind of attention-getting tools that we use over time? Do you have a philosophy about how they're always changing, so why bother becoming too big of an expert in any one of them, or what's your philosophy on that?
Well, I think it's about where you want to go, like I mentioned, starting out when you start out with a plan and a clear vision, and then just seeing what technology falls in line with what you do. Because I have people that say, have you tried this new app or have you tried this new software? And I let them know, you know, whether or not I feel like that's in line with where my business is right now. And then when I work with clients that are trying to start out doing things that they see people who've been in their industry for years doing, I have to bring them back to say, where are you in your business right now? How does this affect where you're trying to go within the next 7 days, the next 30 days? And so I don't get overwhelmed with the technology trying to keep up. I like to look at what's working right now. Does anything need to be changed? If it needs to be better, why? How will this technology serve where I am in business and where I'm trying to go? And then I like to relay that same message to my clients to say, don't get the shiny object syndrome, where you see all this new stuff popping up and all these other people are using it. Stay focused on what you're here to do and what you're trying to do. And when you look up, then it might be time for you to upgrade and embrace, because as you mentioned earlier, it's always changing. So what looks good right now is going to be changing this time next year by the time you're ready to implement this stuff. So don't get swept away. Let them work out the beta testers and the early adapters and work out all the kinks and the, you know, blunts and blurbs in it. And then as you need it, that's when you consider bringing in that new technology into your business. But don't get overwhelmed.
You mentioned a very important keyword for all people in business, period, it's especially in the building phases, is focus. And everybody knows that focus is important, that you spread yourself too thin, you can't get good at anything, you can't get anything really going. But can you talk a little bit more about what you do with someone who might be in a situation where they're not trusting what they're focusing on and they're about to become defocused because they're freaking out? And one of the things that I always bring up is, like, you know, the ways that owls hunt. It's really kind of crazy to get the mice to leave their safe place in the field where the owl could never get them. The owls, that's why they're hooting at night. and they know it's a psychological game. They know the mouse is going to freak out, second guess where it is, and go, I could find a better hiding place. Here I go, I'm going to run. And then the owl is already on top of them and it's having its dinner that night. How do you talk people through that when they – because a lot of people, I feel like they were just on the cusp. They were just right there. And then they switched gears. They saw a shiny thing. It distracted them. They got distracted. They started to second guess. They lost their focus, and then they lost their dream. How do you keep people from freaking out and being the mouse?
Well, that I love that analogy. That was awesome. What I love to do is when I first work with my clients, they get what I call a pre-business coaching questionnaire. And so once they are on my site, it's a portal, a private portal that I have on the site, and it has an access to start here. Fill this out and send it back to me right away. So what that does is, as we're building that coaching relationship and they're in the Boss of Me coaching program, I have their initial information, where they came to me, where their headspace was, what their ideas and dreams were. But in that coaching package, they're telling me what their main goals are, what they really want to see in their lives and their businesses, the income and different revenue streams they want to make, the impact they want to have on the world. And what they don't know is they get a private little file that I keep on them for years. And I'd like to visit it as we work together to see, are we staying on track? And so I also do coaching check-in calls where they're giving me their wins and they're showing what's working. And, again, I'm referring back to what they said initially. So if we're 30, 60 days down the road and I notice they're kind of veering off, I'll send them a copy of what they sent me in the beginning of our relationship together to say, hey, remember this? Remember this dream? Remember what we got you to get on paper to say what you wanted your next steps to be? Let's go back here. Let's revisit that. And while you're considering leaving your little hole, let's see if you should leave it first. Let's see, has this shifted? Has anything changed? So we'll reassess where they're trying to go. Does this feel what you're trying to leave and go do now, how does that fall in line with what you initially told me that you want to do? And then they'll come back. And I've even had to do this to myself where I'll see something new and I'll get excited, but then it starts to feel wrong. So as I'm about to leave that hole, that little rat hole or whatever you want to call it, I say, wait a minute, I wrote this down a couple months ago. Let me go back to my journal. Let me go back to my notes. Oh, well, I'm going to stay here because I did say that this is what I wanted, and I want to stay focused on this and really see it happen. So I help guide my clients doing that same thing, and it helps that I can speak from that experience to say, hey, it's not just you, no worries, I've done this, but it helps to have it written out, and then it helps to have a business best girlfriend who can remind you of what you said and not let you make that mistake. Say, hey, that owl is out there waiting on you. Let's go back in and see why you're in this hole in the first place. Let's start here, see what you said you wanted in the beginning, keep you here and keep you focused. And it's okay if it shifts from time to time, but before you just abandon everything you initially said you wanted and worked so hard for, let's go back and revisit where you wanted to start to see how it's leading you to where you say you want to go. And then if that new change, if it makes sense to implement, okay, leave the hole and run as fast as you can. I'm not sure I'll be on that journey with you, but if you want to come back into focus into what you initially said you wanted, I'm here for you.
AJ, it has been a pleasure. You are awesome. You do great things, great work in the world, and you're an awesome interview. I want to give you the opportunity to give us any final thoughts. We've got a couple of minutes left, and round that out with where people can find you and get into your sphere of influence if they want to learn more.
Sure. Well, thank you, Jack and Jean. I know she was quiet the whole time. And so
I am here. This was an awesome conversation. I wasn't going to interrupt. Are you kidding?
I love it. Well, thank you guys for the opportunity to be here. My final words will be just, first of all, for you guys to keep doing what you're doing. I know you've been at it for over 7 years now, so you're in that sustainability stage and you're scaling, and I know you're seeing great things in your practice. And so thank you for that opportunity to share the platform with your listeners and just getting that messaging out. And I just want to encourage us all really to just continue to work toward what we said we wanted in the beginning. It's okay to dream, but put that dream on paper, get it out of your head, onto paper, and then into action. And if it takes you having someone holding your hand and being accountable, seek out those resources. And so for your listeners, I would love to offer the opportunity for us to connect. My website is thebossof.me. That's thebossof.me. So if you're ready to be the bomb, go to thebossof.me. Click on that little pink envelope there, and I give you a free digital download of the top 3 ways you can instantly increase your impact, influence, and income in 90 days or less. And if you guys are looking for coaching or a business bestie, you can also find out more information on thebossof.me. Again, all things to own social media, all things at or / socialpreneurista, and that's YouTube, Periscope, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I uplift you on all those channels at or / socialpreneurista.
I absolutely love the moniker Social Pranista. That is just awesome, AJ. Make sure that
Thank
Jan
you.
Gives you my contact info. Next time up in Atlanta, I really want to connect with you.
I would love that.
Well, thanks so much, guys. We will be back next week, same time, same place. Have a great week, everybody.
Join us Tuesday at noon Eastern for the next episode of Traffic Masters. From traffic to conversion to business success.